I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. In what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. We exalt thee, 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 oh Lord, we we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord, we exalt thee, we we exalt thee, O Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We rise this morning to let you know that we love you, that we magnify you, that we adore you, that you are such an awesome God. And so since you fulfill and qualify for every one of those descriptions that we just gave, those adjectives that we just gave, oh God, we exalt your name and we lift up your name this morning. For your word tells us that when you are lifted up, God, you'll draw all men unto you. And God, it is our desire this morning to be drawn near to thee. We want to be in your presence. We want to be in your will. We need for your will to be done in our lives, oh God, and for our wills to line up with your will. We bless your name. We exalt you, God. We lift it up, lift you up, God, because you are such an awesome God. And we like you and we thank you for all the things that you have done. Thank you for blessing us to see a brand new day. For the Bible declares that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Oh, God, thank you for the reassurance, oh, God, of victory on this day. Thank you for the reassurance, oh, God, of being more than overcomer on this day. Because if this is a day that you have made and we can rejoice and be glad in it, God, there is a confidence and a reassurance, God, that all things will work together for our good, that nothing comes our way this day shall be able to overtake us. Nothing this day, oh, God, that comes our way should be able to overwhelm us. But, God, everything will work out for our good so we can rejoice because this is another day that you have made. And anything that you have made, oh, God, and you are in control of, God, you can sustain, you can fix, you can heal, you can deliver, you can make ways out of no way, God. God, and we want to say thank you. Thank you for sparing our lives, and thank you for giving us another chance to say yes. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace and your unmerited favor. Thank you for your love, God, that's all-consuming and overwhelming. God, your love is so amazing. God, is simply, oh, God, the greatest thing on this earth, your love, God, that looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. God, your love, oh, God, that washes me, that cleanses me, that makes me whole. God, your love that gives me a second and a third and a 20th and a 100th chance, God, to get my life together and to get my act right. God, your love, oh, God, that you gave toward us, that while we were yet in sin, you allowed your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. What type of love is this? That a man would lay down his life for a stranger. God, yes, maybe peradventure someone will be willing to die for a friend. But to die for someone that was not thinking about you, to die for someone that did not have you on their mind, to die for someone before they were even shaped and formed in their mother's womb. God, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for being a God that's in control. Even when things around our lives seem like they're in chaos or they're out of control, God, you are the peace in the midst of storms. And God, and so we rely upon you. God, we exalt you, God, because you are the source of our strength. God, we love you, God, because you first loved us. And God, we look to you, God, because you are the rock of our salvation. Oh, God, you are our hope for today and our hope for tomorrow and our hope for peace today, God. You are everything that we need and more. And so we exalt you. We bless you. We thank you for the many things that you have done. And we thank you for all things that you are doing because you do all things well. Thank you, oh God, for sparing our lives and allowing us to see this day. And so, God, as we prepare our hearts and we prepare our minds for this day, God, we need you to lead, guide, and direct us. Oh God, because every day is a day of purpose and a day that you have planned for us. Your word tells us that you know an expected end, that you have an expected end for us. That, God, that means that, God, you know just what you need us to do. You know who we need to talk to. You know who we need to fellowship with. You know who we need to encourage. You know who we need to pray for. Well, you tell us in your word that men ought to always pray. So as we go throughout this day, God, you encourage us to pray, oh, God, all day without ceasing, to pray without ceasing, to pray until something happens, to pray until change comes, to pray until the healing has come. Oh, God, to pray until the deliverance comes. God, give us to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We commit ourselves to you. We submit ourselves to you, God, and we submit to your will, God. Give us to pray, God, so that your will might be done, God, in our lives and in the lives of those that we come across. Men ought to always pray because men, oh, God, are always in desperate need of your touch. We're always in desperate need of your help and your deliverance, God. We're always in desperate need of your guidance. We need you to order our footsteps, God. So the first and most important thing that we should ever do before we complain, before we begin to worry, before we begin to become fearful or become doubtful, God, it's all we have to do is pray. You tell us in your word, if you send pestilence our way and you send damage to the land or if you send things to the land, oh, God, and the land needs healing, the land needs correction, the land needs to be made over again. You told me, if my people, you told us, if my people would just take time to pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and we're living in a day and time, God, where the land needs to be healed. God, there's pestilence in the land. There's sickness in the land, God. There's sin ravaging in the land, God. It appears that you have turned your back on the land, God. But we thank you, as I mentioned last night during Bible study, God, that you have allowed us to be a remnant, God. And as long as there is a remnant in the land, God, you will not destroy the land completely. You will not consume the land. So, God, we thank you, and we thank you for the understanding that prayer is what will help change the times, God. Prayer, oh God, is what will help change our situations. God, prayer, oh God, is what we need, God, for difference to be made in our lives, God, and we want to say thank you that we have someone, a high priest that knows the situations and circumstances of our lives. You know just what we have been through because your son Jesus has walked a mile in our shoes. Thank you that he knows us intimately. He knows what this flesh does. He knows how this flesh can be overwhelming. But I thank you that he was so awesome and so mighty that flesh did not overcome him and flesh did not overwhelm him. And he is that perfect example to let me know I can live holy today. I can live sanctified today. I may have fallen short yesterday, but if Jesus did it, I can press towards that mark. I can press towards that higher calling, which is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There is a higher calling for us. So thank you for the example, God, that you have given us, oh God, that we can get there. If we continue to tap into you, we continue to find ourselves in prayer. We continue to find ourselves seeking your face. We're willing to take time to fast. We're willing to take time to pray. We're willing to take time to read your word. We're willing, God, to get past, oh God, our comfort zones, God, and get ourselves into the press. Thank you, God, for another day that you have made. Because we get all of that out of the days that you made. Because we don't have to fear, we don't have to fret, we don't have to worry, we don't have to be concerned. God, this is the day that you have made. So, God, you already can order my footsteps. You already have an expected end for me. You already know the way that you desire for me to go. And so, God, we pray for those that have taken time out to tune in to our prayer this morning. We thank you for our commitment, God. And I say for myself and those that have tuned in, we thank you for our commitment, oh God, to prayer, God. It's important, oh God, that we remain steadfast and unmovable, that we don't waver in our commitment to prayer, God, because prayer still changes things, God. When people don't act right, when seasons change, oh God, when people change, you remain the same, God. You're consistent in everything you do, God. And it's a time out, God, for us walking, oh God, and just talking, us just talking about believing in you. It's time out for us to stop talking about the great things you do. But, God, it's time for our faith to be put into action, and we believe exactly what you say in your word. That's why it's important for us to hide your word in our hearts, so that we might not sin against thee, but God, that we may walk in victory, God, that we may walk in your power, that we may walk in your anointing and walk in your favor, God. Help our unbelief, oh God, and grow our faith in you today. It's a daily journey, God. I'm not worried about next week. I'm not worried about next month, but God, I want to trust you even more today in the mighty name of Jesus. Trust you for the great things that you have in store for us, God. I want to trust you, God, today. Oh, God, for the things that are seen and unseen that you have before me today, God. I want to believe, oh God, that you're going to be able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask for. See, God, help our unbelief today and grow our faith in you. We need our faith, oh God, to be at work. And God, it's awesome to know that you never fail. And so, God, you always are up to your point, always up to your side of the promise. You're always able to complete your side of the promise. So as we go through this day, God, help us to fulfill our side of the promise. That's all we have to do is trust you. And what trust does, God, is activate your wonder-working power in our lives. It enables you to perform miracles, signs, and wonders on our behalf and in our presence. So we pray for those that are around us. We pray for our families. We pray for our children. We pray for our loved ones. Some may be sick. Some may be well. But, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for our coworkers. We pray for our friends at school. Oh, God, we pray for our family, our church families, God. And we pray for our extended church families, God. Let your will be done, God. We plead the blood over them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the ministries, oh, God, that you're going to birth out of this ministry. God, we pray for the great of things that you have in store for this ministry, God, the things seen and the things unseen, God, that you have in store for us, God. We pray for those things right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We put our trust, our whole trust in you. And I go back to the beginning because this is the day that the Lord has made. And so we can put our trust in you, knowing that our God is able to do just what he said that he's going to do. Bless everyone that's on this call this morning that have taken time out to spend time to pray. Bless us for our obedience. Bless us for our sacrifice. Let this be a seed planted, God, that will be a harvest of blessings that we won't have enough room to receive it later on. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. And so, God, we're looking for much power in you. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand, in the center of your will. Watch over us all day long. And then bring us back together at the appointed place and the appointed time of prayer on next Tuesday. And God, honor us and strengthen us and keep us, and we'll lift up your name all the day long. It's in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for taking time out to join us for prayer this morning. I thank you for taking time out to make that sacrifice, because it is a sacrifice sometimes to get up in the morning, to rise early in the morning, to spend time in prayer. And though it's only 15 minutes, it's a 15-minute interruption in some of your sleep, instead of some of your day-to-day goings. And so we thank you for taking time out, and I understand and I know that God's going to bless you for your sacrifice, because he's a keeper of his word. So have a blessed day. Have a wonderful day. And use this prayer as a point of power on this day that the Lord has made. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you. Bye-bye.